And we'll head out to the WadeFord.com hotline where Coach Williams joins me now. Coach, first off, let me say congratulations once again to you on that 2022 championship win. I want to say, I know your approach generally has been the same year after year. However, I wonder, you know, I do want to ask, having won the title, does anything change for you in regards to how you've been preparing the guys for the spring workouts?
No, not at all. It's business as usual. Back on the same plane, same regimen, coming in every day, working harder than, you know, last year was last year. Now it's time to do it all over again, and nobody cares about what happened last year.
Okay. And I was going to say, of course, over the course of the next few weeks, you know, what are you looking forward to seeing the most with your guys?
How this team feels. See this team come together. We lost, you know, a lot of some quality pieces last year. See how the young guys step up, guys step in position to continue to be great and continue the upward trend of Lexington youth football.
All right. And once spring wraps up, you guys get a little bit of time off, and then you're right back to the grind over the summer. What do you need to see from your boys in regards to their mindset when it comes back, when it comes time to getting back to work?
Just that hard working mentality, just outworking everybody across the state. I'm sure everybody does the same thing. My guys, I just really want us to, that's when we try to, you know, really take that step from going to being a high school football player to somebody that's trying to be great. We go really hard over the summer. We try to get a lot out of the boys. And when the harder you make it, I think I'm realizing it feels more team camaraderie. Some of the stories they can go back and laugh and talk about what happened over the summer type deal.
Gotcha. Spending time on the WadeFord.com hotline with Coach Daniel Boone Williams, Langston Hughes Panthers head football coach. You touched on this a little bit earlier, Coach. Obviously, you do want them to be proud of the fact that, you know, they're champions. However, we know they can't live on that because it's a new season, like you said. What do you tell them to help keep the balance, though? You know, enjoy what you did, but, you know, that was yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Like, you're only good as your last win. You know, what is your next win going to look like? And last year, that was December the 9th. We played. Here we are, May 2nd. Who cares about last year? I tell them all the time. And we were this, that, and the third. And what are we going to do to be a better team? How are we going to prepare to be better? How are we going to prepare to continue the upward trend? How are we going to continue to come together as a team with the one common goal? We never look past the next opponent.
All right, and let's talk about your QB1 there, Prentice Air Nolan. He helps lead you guys to the title game as a sophomore, then turn around, helps lead you all not only to the championship win but a perfect season. How impressed have you been with his approach to the game and his maturity over the years?
Hey, listen, his maturation has been through the roof. The way he's grown from his freshman year going into his senior year, oh my gosh, that's all you can say. I mean, if you look at everything he's done, his stats, they speak for themselves. And the way he carries himself in this building now is, I have never seen it. You know, he's always looking to study. He's always wanting to watch film. He's always, now he's in a leadership role. He's been a leader since he's been here. But now he's in a senior leadership role, and it is, I mean, he is taking that by the horns right now.
Awesome. Spending time again on the WadeFord.com hotline with Langston Hughes football head coach Daniel Boone Williams. Coach, one more before I let you go. Early signing day, you guys had 6 players sign, I believe it was. And we know the wins matter, but more importantly for you coaches, helping student athletes reach the next level, you know, again, it's either equally or if not as important. Knowing that you and your staff have been able to, you know, have the type of impact on their lives, speak to what that means for you, you know, and the Langston Hughes program.
I mean, I think that the number one goal, like I said, I've been coaching high school football for a decade or so plus. I've never won a state championship, but I've always feel the thrill of seeing kids on signing day, seeing kids the day before they report. You know, that has always stuck out more to me than a state championship because I've only done that once. That's the ultimate goal, to win a state championship, but I think giving these young guys an opportunity to go do better for themselves and be in different situations, not a lot of our kids have ever been on college campuses. Here we are signing a full scholarship to this school, that school, you know, so that speaks volume about what, to me, I think that weighs just as equally as a state championship, giving a kid an opportunity. in a sense, a young black kid from some tougher areas.
Awesome. Well, Coach, love what you've been doing over there. You know, I've had a chance to watch you, what, the last, I want to say, what, 5 years now?
Yep.
You guys have allowed me to come by, and, man, just great stuff, man, and always wishing you nothing but the best over there at Langston Hughes.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate you for always supporting us in everything you do.